From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Western efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters to the conflict in Syria and Iraq starting to have an impact, but would-be militants are still finding their way to the battlefront. A U.S. intelligence official told VOA on the condition of anonymity more than 34,000 foreign fighters from at least 120 countries have now gone to fight in Iraq and Syria. Of those, at least 6,000 are Westerners. French police have shot and killed a man trying to attack a police station, and officials say the man was carrying a knife, appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be a fake. Incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. Officials say the man was thought to have shouted an Islamic phrase before police shot him to death. The Paris prosecutor identified the man as Salah Ali. South Korea said Thursday it will halt aid to North Korea and limit inter-Korean exchanges, the measures being taken in response to North Korea's nuclear test earlier this week. A South Korean unification ministry official said the government will also limit South Koreans' entry to the Kaesong industrial complex. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bomb in western Libya has killed at least 50 people, wounded dozens more. The attack came at a police training center. Bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered in the facility. There had been no claim of responsibility for that attack. Later on Thursday, a car bomb east of Sirte left at least 6 people dead and 11 wounded. This is VOA News.